Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Doing good by getting involved. Anyone, then, who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it, sins. James 4:17. A pedestrian is mugged in broad daylight while a dozen spectators look on in detached curiosity. When questioned, the onlookers might justify their behavior by claiming, "I didn't do anything wrong," and they would be right. But not doing a right action is as wrong as doing a wrong one, a truth James declares, and one that Albert Barnes explains. Walk with Albert Barnes, an American preacher and commentator in the 1800s. It is universally true that if a person knows what is right and does not do it, he is guilty of sin. If he understands what his duty is, if he has the means of doing good to others, if by his name, his influence, or his wealth, he can promote a good cause, if he can, consistently with other duties, relieve the distressed, the poor, the prisoner, and the oppressed, if he can send the gospel to other lands or can wipe away the tear of the mourner, and if, by indolence or avarice or selfishness, he does not do it, he is guilty of sin before God. No man can be released from the obligation to do good in his world to the extent of his ability. No one should desire to be so released. The highest privilege conferred on a mortal, besides that of securing salvation, is doing good to others, alleviating sorrow, instructing ignorance, raising up the bowed down, comforting those that mourn, delivering the wronged and oppressed, supplying the wants of the needy, guiding inquirers into the way of truth, and sending liberty, knowledge, and salvation around the world. Today's New Testament reading is James, chapter 4, verse 13 through chapter 5, verse 6.
Now listen, you who say, "Today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money." Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, "If it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that." As it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. If anyone, then, knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. James 5. Now listen, you rich people, weep and wail because of the misery that is coming on you. Your wealth has rotted, and moths have eaten your clothes. Your gold and silver are corroded. Their corrosion will testify against you and eat your flesh like fire. You have hoarded wealth in the last days. Look, the wages you failed to pay the workers who mowed your fields are crying out against you. The cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord Almighty. You have lived on earth in luxury and self-indulgence. You have fattened yourselves in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered the innocent one who was not opposing you.
Meeting needs is costly, inconvenient. It takes time and energy. It may earn no thanks or appreciation, but it is simply the right thing to do. Aren't you thankful that when the Father asked his Son to bear the burden of humanity's sin, Jesus didn't say, "No, I don't want to get involved"? What answer will you give to God's call asking you to follow in his footsteps today?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthrough.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.